I'm Mayan Silver. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers said he's issuing a stay-at-home order for all Wisconsinites who aren't needed on the front lines in the fight against the coronavirus or in other essential positions. Evers says people will be allowed to shop for things like groceries and prescriptions. And despite what the governor is calling the safer-at-home order, Evers says the April 7th election is still on. He urged voters to request absentee ballots by mail. Evers says it's easy, and if he and his wife can do it, everyone can. I spoke with University of Wisconsin political science professor Barry Burden about Evers' announcement. He says it leaves a lot of questions unanswered about Election Day and efforts to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
No, I think the message is still unclear to voters. We don't know when the order will go into effect exactly or when it will expire. It doesn't seem to prohibit people from going to the polls on Election Day, April 7th, or during early voting before that. But the governor was pretty clear in emphasizing that absentee voting by mail is the preferred way for voters to participate.
And then at some point, is it at all possible for the state to cancel in-person voting and just count the absentee ballots?
I don't see any way for the state to keep the election date as April 7th and not have voting on that day, at least, if not also have early voting. It would seem impossible to let the traditional election day go aside and only rely on mail ballots at this point.
What about people that end up having to vote at the polls? What does that mean for both election workers and voters?
Well, it's obviously a concern to have activity going on at a physical location because the voter and the poll worker will need to interact and be in some proximity to each other. That might only happen for a short period of time, but it probably does involve a poll worker handing a ballot to a voter showing their ID, maybe even handing their ID to a poll worker to verify who they are. So there's a little more interaction than is recommended, even if it's brief. And there's no way to avoid that at a physical polling place. So I think there will be lots of new procedures in place. Hand sanitizer will be heavily used. People will be washing hands. They are likely to be wearing gloves, maybe other kinds of protective material. But there still will be a relatively close interaction between the voter and the poll worker.
And is there any way for Wisconsin at this point to transition to all mail-in voting?
With the April 7th election only a couple of weeks away, it would be impossible for the state to transition to all mail balloting. States that have done that have implemented it over a series of years. It's been part of a long process where voters have slowly adapted to receiving their ballot by mail. In addition, states that do all mail balloting typically mail the ballot automatically to all registered voters. That would be a large number of ballots, much larger than the number of people who even are requesting ballots in this year's election in Wisconsin.
What ultimately do you see as the biggest pros and cons to holding the election on April 7th?
There are several concerns about keeping the election on April 7th. One is that election officials have a shortage of supplies. They need more envelopes to process all the absentee ballot requests, and they need equipment to help protect their poll workers on election day, including things like hand sanitizer and gloves. The downside of moving the election to a later date is that we don't know that the situation will be better if the election were to be held in, say, May or even the beginning of June. Maybe the equipment would be in greater supply, but there may also be more people affected by the virus, with making it more challenging to hire poll workers and more challenging to process those ballots. So a benefit of keeping the election where it is at least we know what we're dealing with as a state and have some time over the next couple of weeks to try to rise to those challenges.